operation. You know, we only do the most professional work that we put out there. Anyway, so about Subway?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk more about Subway.
Yeah.
Subway.t1podcast.com. That's the URL you should check.
Subway.t1podcast.com. We have onions. We have mayo.
Welcome to the first podcast. The first podcast to base itself entirely around Subway.
We have yellow egg. We have white egg. What more could you ask for?
All Subway, all the time.
They have egg at Subway?
Yeah, white egg and yellow egg.
I actually, oh my god. So, like, my second day at Subway, we had this, like, really shitty manager at first. Because he was on his way out, so he just did whatever. Like, he even, like, brought his PlayStation and shit and was, like, playing that in the back. And one of the things that was super annoying was that he'd be a huge dick if you wanted to, like, sell someone breakfast when it's, like, a minute past 11. He'd be like, no, idiot. But then Subway changed it to all day. And, like, I got to see the new manager, like, look at my old manager, unbroken eye contact, as he climbed on the ladder and put all day on the breakfast sign. With, like, the most shit-eating grin. It was so good.
Wow.
It's this kind of petty revenge that I feel like it really helps in the early retail / food service years.
Oh, definitely.
Before we're all just 3D printing Subway sandwiches from our mansions that are in virtual reality universes.
Yeah.
I don't trust 3D printed food. Is that, like, a thing? That seems like that would be very bad.
Well,
I mean, I feel like it would be good. Because, you know, a lot of deforestation is for, like, cattle. So if we could, like, 3D print meat, then, like, that'd be really good.
What if we could,
Wait, isn't it, like, 800,000 gallons of water go into, like, 1 ounce of beef or something like that?
Yeah, they would definitely need to, like, streamline the process. But, I mean, I guess that's the reason why it's not really happening right now.
Guys, what if, because in our last episode we had Jabril on and we talked about AI and machine learning. What if in the future you could 3D print food, like, right in your kitchen, and there was, like, AI, and, like, it just decided what you're gonna eat today, and it was never wrong?
Ooh, through machine learning. That would be cool.
Yeah, it's like, it knows what your taste buds are like, and it can predict what you're gonna enjoy.
Well, now you're just describing a Jimmy Neutron episode.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
What if we had Jimmy Neutron, like, for real, though?
Let's reach out to Jimmy Neutron to get him on the podcast.
I'm going to email him right now.
No way. Jimmy Neutron's a dick. I hate that guy.
I mean that could be interesting. I don't know. Joe, stop typing on the episode, please.
I just reached out to Jimmy Neutron, and he said, what did he say? He said no.
He said, no, I'm a fictional character. Why did you ask?
Well, I emailed him, and he just said no.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you. He's a huge dick. Like,
yeah,
he can
fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
The chat says that Debbie Derryberry voices Jimmy Neutron. I have no idea if that's true, but people in the chat are here because of discord.t1podcast.com.
If you like what you're listening right now, imagine how much fun you would have interacting and participating as this is going on. Go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, listen live, please.
You can access it on your phone, in the browser, on the computer. discord.t1podcast.com. That's letter T, number one. Not like T-E-A.
By the way, I just noticed there's someone else in the recording chat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone named Olivia. Did you notice that, Joe?
Who?
Yeah, Olivia's our special guest today.
Yeah, who are you? What do you do?
Who am I?
Yeah. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Olivia Van Buskirk. I used to run a YouTube channel. I'm a freelance artist and animator these days. I made a video about Steven Universe that I'm so sorry for what that caused.
That's okay.
I draw stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, also, I'm in Snapcube. I forgot to bring that part up. But I probably should, because that's a thing now.
Where can people go to check out your stuff?
If you want to see my artwork, you can follow me as On DeviantArt, it's Olivia Van B, or at robo_friend on twitter.com. Or I'm also more of a recurring member on Snapcube nowadays, so, you know, y'all should check out that channel, even if I wasn't on it, because they're a cool bunch, and Penny is great.
I like how you said twitter.com. Most people would just say Twitter.
Well, I'm a professional.
But you're very thorough.
Yeah, it is twitter.com, dude. If you just type in Twitter, the browser's going to be like, you're an idiot. We're not actually going to take you there.
Unless you type in Twitter and hold control while you hit enter, then it will.
Ooh, interesting.
Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
If you hit alt while you hit enter, it throws a .org at the end.
So what you're saying, basically, Olivia, is that Steven Universe is not as good as everyone says it is. I mean, it's not bad or anything, but it's probably going to hit a brick wall at some point, and you want to be the one who called it.
I can't believe you memorized that. Yes. I was actually wrong, though. The show's fine.
Oh. Oh, so that video is a fraud. Is what you're saying, or...
I mean, the stuff I talked about, fight scenes, I'm still proud of, but everything else, I'm just kind of like, I should have done more research.
If you're following along in the chat right now, you would know that I just posted a link to the episode in question, the Steven Universe rant. So that's one of the many benefits of joining the Discord at discord.t1podcast.com. This video got over 1.2 million views.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so sorry.
So you disagree with your previous opinion, or you just think that you were going a little harsh on it?
Okay, so it's a mixture of some of the stuff I was talking about. I still stand by, especially fight scene stuff. I had this whole part where I deconstructed like how to make a good fight scene, and that bit I still stand by, but. There's a lot of shit that I said in that video that is actually just straight up wrong, and I would have known if I'd done more research, but I did most of my research in the fight scenes, because that's the thing that I'm most passionate about, so why didn't I just make a video about fight scenes? The world will never know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why not?
You could make a video that's like a sequel to that. Like, you know what? Maybe Steven Universe isn't quite as bad as I described it, but the thing about the fight scenes is that some of them are bad in the ways that I previously described. And I'd like to double down on those points, but this is sort of a half apology for the original video and call it the Steven Universe Rant 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Do you stand by your previous opinion about Shark Tale? That it's a really bad DreamWorks movie from 2004?
Yes, that part I stand by.
Because I had the video game from 2000, the computer game, Shark Tale, mm-hmm. and it was really bad. So, and I didn't actually see the movie, but...
Yeah, so like the last couple of videos I did before I quit the YouTube thing are the ones that I'm like, especially the one where I talked about this animated movie called The Scarecrow, like that's where my true passion is.
I noticed you have a couple that you did on Troll Hunters.
Taking a big old drive down Regret Lane tonight, aren't we?
Have you heard of Troll 2?
Oh, dude, I fucking love that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So good.
Can we talk about that for a little bit? Because Lars and
we
I actually
did
an
entire episode on that one.
Well, yeah, everyone talks about he's eating her, or she's eating him part. No one ever talks about, like... other good shit, like how the old man's head just like manifests in the kid's room, or the part where the kid just pees on dinner.
Yes. Yeah. You can't piss on hospitality.
I won't allow it. We can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it.
The background of my computer is corn.
Oh, hell yes.
Unpopped corn.
Oh, yeah, because, he was feeling inspired.
Like, when they're making out, there's just popcorn everywhere. Oh, my God.
And he doesn't even question it. All right, this is a thing that happens in this town.
I mean, is that just what happens when people have sex? I've never had sex, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I've never had sex either.
As someone who has had sex, I can confirm no. That's
what's
not
it
the
like,
case.
Lars?
Then what's the point?
You're the oldest and wisest amongst us.
It's kind of soggy.
Oh, so that's probably why the popcorn doesn't manifest then. I get it now.
Yeah.
And nobody Nobody questions that the milk, it doesn't raise any red flags that the milk does not green. Need to be, it doesn't need to be refrigerated either. It's just...
No one questions it.
Well, apparently it does, though, because it comes out all chunky.
God.
Yeah, but they don't refrigerate it.
No one questions the chunky milk.
Oh, I feel like we could spend an hour and 20 minutes talking about just Troll 2. But
we already did that once. We already did an hour 20 episode on Troll 2, Joe.
Well, I feel like we could do 2 hours and 40 minutes on Troll 2. So let's...
Just do the Troll 2 podcast.
Yes.
Just inspect a new scene every week.
Of like the Troll 2 corner, where like every episode you analyze like the next 5 seconds of Troll 2.
Was that on our... That was on our podcast, right? That wasn't on...
Yeah, we went... Yes, we reviewed Troll 2 with someone from the Stupid Sequels podcast. And yeah, guys, if you're tuning in, Troll 2... It ain't great, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like it's so bad that it's enjoyable to watch.
So anyway.
Oh, I have an idea, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your idea? Let's hear it.
I think we should
lay it on me.
Awkwardly segue into our sponsor.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's go back. Let's rewind so that we can awkwardly bumble.
This is already pretty awkward, Joe. I think we're
rewind.
All right. Anyway. Guys.
So, go ahead, Lars.
So, you know what sucks about almost every cell phone company?
Wait, are we doing the... Is this the time?
Yes, that was a question to begin the ad.
I was bumbling. I'm bumbling.
Yeah, you know what sucks about basically every cell phone company?
Olivia, do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Do you use the cell phone service? Who's your cell phone service that you use?
Verizon, I think.
Verizon. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You must be getting ripped the heck off, it sounds like.
Yeah, you are. And it's not just Verizon, it's T-Mobile, Sprint.
And it's not your fault. We don't have that many options in this country. T-Mobile.
Joe, I got a new one.
Okay.
Mint Mobile. Have you ever heard of them?
Mint Mobile. Well, that sounds refreshing and tasty.
It is. Mint.t1podcast.com is the link you should check out if you want to find out what the hell we're even talking about. Mint Mobile is an MVNO that piggybacks off of T-Mobile for $15 to $30 a month.
And 15, that's going to be enough to start you off. 30 is going to be enough to finish you right on up if you're looking for the high-end package. And that's what Lars has. It's somewhere in the middle, actually.
We sound super shilly right now.
You're a customer yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm a customer myself of T-Mobile. So let me just be real with you here. I really like Mint Mobile. I've been using them for several months, and
let's try that a little less limp dick.
No, I'm okay. I'm gonna move on.
A little less limp dick, a little more Limp Bizkit. Go for it.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't have my Fred Durst impression going, so I think I'll just have to go through with it.
Joe, shut yourself, the fuck up.
Let me just finish this, okay?
Moving right along.
Yeah. I'm a customer of Mint Mobile myself, and I've been using them for about, I think, 6 months now. My plan's $20-$25 a month for almost unlimited everything, and it comes with unlimited text and talk.
I thought it was unlimited everything.
Shut up, Joe. Let me finish. So I'm going to go ahead and mute Joe. I'm a customer myself of Mint Mobile. I've been with them for about 6 months, and I've enjoyed it ever since. They were actually my company of choice before we got sponsored by them, and I highly recommend everyone check it out. The truth is, if you live in America and you have a cell phone, you stand to save a lot of money. There's almost no downside at all. In fact, I don't think there is any for 99% of Americans, unless you're one of those people who needs 8,000 gigabytes of data every month. You should be able to save a bundle. Go to mint.t1podcast.com to find out more.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
I might end it down the bumbling a little bit on that one, Joe. But
I think that we should use exactly half of that ad read.
Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway.
Just cut out half of the middle.
Olivia, why are you called Robo Buddies?
So when I was in my second year of high school, I think, I had this assignment where my teacher was like, okay, use your graphic design tools to recreate logos from some companies. And I was like, fuck that. I'm gonna do my own logo, because that was back when I thought that I was a cool kid who was gonna make an animated show when I was in high school. So I made, like, four logos, and the robot one stuck, and Robo Buddies was the name I came up with.
All right. There you go.
Maybe we should do a useless superpower segment.
Well, let's spend a little bit more time on Olivia here, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just, it almost sounds like you're in, like, I'm in, like, an observation room, and y'all are, like, behind the two-way mirror, like, let's spend a little more time.
Let's observe the patient a little bit more. Let's talk about this for a few minutes.
I could get a bit more data.
Trench coats. We have, we're writing down notes. Why don't we ask her one of these questions? No. We should focus a little bit more time on the subject.
Yeah, come on.
Yep,
Olivia, do you have a favorite movie?
I have three favorite movies.
And you can't use Troll 2, because we already talked about that.
That's all right. I love that movie, but it's not my favorite. I have three favorite movies that I like for entirely separate reasons, which is why I can't really like one over the other. So my first...
Over the other.
Huh?
One. You said one over the other.
Yeah.
And I finished you off with over the other.
What?
Because there's three.
Oh. Well, whatever.
One over the other over the other.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Joe said in the pre-recording he was really going to play up the awkward parts. He's doing a fantastic job.
I'm not letting anyone down. There is no lack of awkwardness here.
Okay, Joe, let her talk. Come on.
So my first favorite movie is The Scarecrow. And like I said, I've discussed this on my channel. I have a video, but I actually highly recommend you check it out before you watch my video, because I don't want to, like, spoil any of the fun of it. It's an animated movie. It's from the year 2000. And it is ridiculously incompetent, but, like, not in the way that most animated films are. So it's, like, super fascinating to me. Like, I've seen it so many times. I love that movie so much. My second favorite movie is Kung Fu Panda 2. Not because I think it's the best movie in the world, because it's probably not. It just, like, it has, like, everything that I want in a movie. It's got fun, got, like, really crazy action scenes, which I'm all about, got some good story to it. It's just a good, fun time. And then my third favorite is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, because I think it's just a really well-constructed film, except for the ending. The ending is really abrupt. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that last one, that was the only one I've seen out of those three, but...
You haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 2?
No, I haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 1 either.
Joe, I told you to watch Kung Fu Panda 2 in preparation for the episode.
I know, and I fucked up because I let you down.
Well,
but
now we gotta cut the whole Kung Fu Panda 2 segment. Thanks, Joe.
That's okay.
The segment where you literally just said, oh, I like Kung Fu Panda 2.
I've seen
Kung
it. It's probably
2.
Not the best movie ever, but I...
Like the 15 seconds where you mentioned it.
No, the segment can't. Where we tell Joe to recount the events of Kung Fu Panda 2 for the enjoyment of the audience.
You're an expert on Kung Fu Panda 2, right?
Actually, I was playing you for a jester, because I am an expert on Kung Fu Panda 2.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the scrolling and frantic typing to look it up.
No, I'm not. Quiz me. Okay. What do you want to know?
All right, what's the actual name of Kung Fu Panda 2?
It's just Kung Fu Panda 2, and it was released in 2011.
It's okay, starring, and what's the main character?
Po?
No, it's Kung Fu Panda. That's his full name, Joe.
Yeah, come on.
Poe and his friends fight to stop a peacock villain.
No, Poe is short for Kung Fu Panda.
Exactly,
no,
Joe. Do your homework next
time,
please.
The director was Jennifer Nelson, and it was written by Glenn Berger and Jonathan Eyeball.
Jonathan Eyeball?
Abel?
No, that's actually a typo. It was written by Jonathan's eyeball. It just sort of popped out of his head and wrote the movie.
It's starring Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, and Jackie Chan. Here, give me something hard. Quiz me some more.
Okay.
I can tell you anything you want to know, because I'm an expert, and this is all from memory.
What's the ending? Like, what
actually
happens?
Yeah, how does
happens?
It end?
That's easy. It ends with a final battle.
Mm-hmm.
The last battle lasts for about 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, like, what you forgot to watch the extended cut then.
Yeah.
The actual full battle is 26 minutes, Joe.
There's a fight. It's a fight between him and peacocks, and he's shooting like fireballs.
There's only
there's
one
a
peacock.
Llama, and all the ships are destroyed, and he's in the water.
Joe, all of this was cut in the extended cut. Yeah. It's actually just a lightsaber battle. Come on, man.
Yeah. What is the final scene in the movie? Like the very last scene before credits roll?
I'm an expert.
He's like, fuck, I have to go Google more.
I'm an expert.
I'm an expert. Like, I'm not Googling anything. This
no,
is all from memory.
I'm an expert.
Okay, Joe.
Of course. The final battle with health bars. Fuck, that's not it.
What?
Hold on. Here, let me show you. This is with health bars. See? That's why
he's like secretly going on Netflix and like scrolling to the end to just see if it works.
I'm a fucking expert. Why do you have
to? This is now the Kung Fu Panda 2 podcast where Joe explains to us Kung Fu Panda 2 because he's an expert.
I'm an expert.
Joe, we should do a podcast where, like, you don't watch a movie and then we try to, like, quiz you on it.
That sounds, like, horribly anxious for me.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Like, just like we're doing now?
Well, right. No, because you've seen it. You're an expert.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Give me something hard. Give me, like, the release date or, like.
Okay, here's one for you. What's the main difference between Bloodborne and Dark Souls?
I know the difference.
Okay.
Are we talking Dark Souls 3?
Just Dark Souls, man.
So the main difference is that Dark Souls 3 is great, but I can't love it like Bloodborne because it's not as cool.
Are you just reading some random person's like review or something? Or like a
no.
blog post?
No, if you'll ask players from Software's Dark Souls games what the difference between that series and Bloodborne is.
You just said from Software's, like you didn't know that the name was actually just From Software. They're not saying From Software's, that's not the name of the company, it's From Software.
Well, that's what I'm an expert, Lars.
Okay,
I know
Joe.
That.
You want to
so
move on
difference,
to something else? This is kind of...
Yeah, this is...
Probably sum
know,
it up like this.
I don't know how much longer we can take this bit.
Bloodborne is about offense, Dark Souls is about defense, and that's
okay,
it. And I'm
that's actually
closing
true.
It there.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that because it's also on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh!
Exposed.
Ah, shit.
All right.
Anyway, Olivia.
Yeah.
I have a hypothetical question for you, and this is just like, what would you do?
Okay.
Your dog takes on different personalities in order to prove you wrong.
What would you do?
I mean, my dog already does that.
Takes on different personalities in order to prove you wrong?
Yeah.
What? So give us some good advice then.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Like, how to survive
you,
and like,
yeah, like
deal with the problems.
Okay, so
ooh,
all you gotta
do. A nice
do...
dog just joined.
God, Joe, let her talk.
All you gotta do is you just gotta flash some lights at the dog, and then it'll change to a different personality.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
By the way, sorry, Joey, for, like, yelling. That actually was kind of coincidental that someone called a nice dog just joined.
Yeah, because it's a dog with different personalities.
Yeah, it's a nice dog now.
No one got my glass reference. What am I even here for?
What's a glass?
You know that Shyamalan movie Split?
Yeah.
You know that Shyamalan movie Unbroken?
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Oh, God, no.
Both movies, Shyamalan made a new movie called Glass that says that both movies are actually in the same universe.
Oh, I hear it wasn't that great.
Yeah, and there's the guy from Split with the multiple personalities. You just gotta flash some lights at him, and then you won't unleash the beast.
Olivia, you strike me as someone who subscribes to channels like I Hate Everything and Your Movie Sucks.
I still subscribe to Your Movie Sucks. I'm actually not as big an I Hate Everything fan as I used to be.
Okay. You think he sold out?
I don't know about that. It's just like his attitude in his recent videos kind of got on my nerves, especially, and I know this is fucking weird, but like, His Sherlock Gnomes video got on my fucking nerves. I'm not even joking. This isn't a bit. I'm pissed off about that video.
Let it all out. Release.
He was so mean to that movie. I don't think Sherlock Gnomes, but okay. But like when he talked about Bionicle, The Mask of Light, he was like, yeah, this is dumb. But you know what? They tried when they made it. It's not awful. So I don't think it deserves to be in Search for the Worst. Sherlock Gnomes, though, he acted like this was like the worst movie ever with some nice animation. And I just don't agree with that.
But he said that there was a good movie inside of it with the animation parts, like just the 2D stuff.
Yeah, but the 3D stuff was really good, too. Like, dude, the fidelity in that movie is so good that, like, if you were to just... And keep in mind, I don't even really like Sherlock Gnomes. I think it's an alright movie, but it's not, like, my favorite or anything. But, like, the fidelity in that movie is so good that if you were to, like, pause a random frame, it would just look like a picture of some garden gnomes. Like, it's really fucking good. And there's, like, some fun action scenes. The gargoyles are pretty funny. I agree that Moriarty kind of sucked in that movie, and there were definitely some sequences that don't work. Like I said, it's not a good movie or a great movie. I just don't think it deserved to be on Search for the Worst because there was like so much obvious effort put into it by the people that were making it. And IHE talked about it like it was just this awful cash grab movie. And no, it's not. It only had like one big celebrity. It was literally just Elton John likes Romeo and Juliet, so we paid for a sequel. That's why this exists. Like, that's it.
Yep. I think that's the first time someone's ever gone to bat for Sherlock Gnomes, but yeah. I mean,
the advertising was awful, but it is a decent movie. It is a movie you can put on if you're babysitting someone.
It's a ringing endorsement. It's a movie you can watch while you're babysitting.
It's exactly the kind of movie that you would watch while you were babysitting.
Okay. By the way, and not to change the subject,
but he's going to change the subject.
No, I'm fine with that.
The question I asked you about what to do if your dog takes on takes on different personalities in order to prove you wrong, that question was actually generated by machine learning artificial intelligence.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, we had this weird thing we discovered because we interviewed someone named Jabrils last night who is like a big AI slash robot slash video game creator who introduced us to this program called, what was it called again?
Talk to Transformer.
You put in like a small amount of words and it'll generate like something random for you, like a movie script or like a list or like an entire like play or erotic fan fiction. It's really kind of like amazing.
I put in useless superpowers last night. I put in the ability to speak to dirt, the power that allows you to forget your name, everyone around you hates you, and several times a day, a bird shits on your phone, and this is what it came back with. It came back with, you're constantly looking at your reflection in a mirror. Your favorite song changes its lyrics for no reason.
That's a good one.
The most beautiful person you've ever seen in your entire life has just passed away.
Oh.
And your dog takes on different personalities in order to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
Which was just the funniest thing ever.
A computer like, came up with those useless superpowers like on the spot.
That's so good.
Yeah. Just based on
computers,
the...
Computers, man. They can, like, do things.
Yeah, computers, bruh. They kind of scare me.
Computers, bruh.
So that was the first time that we've ever asked a guest a question that was an artificial intelligent-generated question.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, science. Also, silence your fucking phone, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. God, Joe.
I did that on purpose to represent a ringing endorsement of artificial intelligence.
All right, bud.
By the way, Olivia, are you the first one to do a thing?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a claim to fame as being the first of something, no matter how small it is?
The first to do something?
Actually, yes, I think so. I was... I did have the speedrun record for iCarly on Wii for a little bit, but I wasn't the first to get that, so that doesn't count.
But you have a record. You were the first one to do it in that time, under a certain time.
Yes, but then I got beat. But,
But you were the
first. We'll take it, but yeah, do you have a better one?
Shit, sorry. It's like the moment you asked me the question, it, like, any of my knowledge just flew away. Oh, I got it. I'm the first person to go to bat for Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. That was right in front of our noses.
By the way, don't worry about like floundering, because that I'm very used to that. Like with Joe, that's kind of his main like modus operandi. That's how he rolls.
I'm not. All right.
I will say though, because this is actually a good place to plug this for me.
Plug away.
Have either of y'all heard of this video game called Reseteer?
Yeah, I'm an expert in that, but in all honesty, no.
I have not.
Okay, so it's this really cute, like, indie game that it's one of my favorite games, and this Saturday I'm going to do a stream where I try to do a 100% run of the game, where I go through, and I go through all the dungeons, I get all the items, and I think I'm going to be the first person to do a legit 100% run of that. I know that there's speed runs, but I don't know if there's any 100% runs.
Ooh. Okay.
So, yeah. So that's going to be a thing.
Why are you doing that? Just for fun, or...?
Mostly just for fun. I just like Reseteer, and I've wanted to do a 100% run, so I figured I'd stream it for posterity.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. And where can people go to check that out?
It's going to be twitch.tv/RoboBuddies is where I'm going to be streaming it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out this Saturday at... I'm going to start at 12 CST.
And for other URLs, by the way, that people should check out, Joe, I think we've got one for the audience.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Why would someone want to check out that link, Joe?
If they're in the market for a VPN, and you should be, because tons of scammy, fishy stuff goes on all the time, and you want to protect yourself, go to Nord.t1podcast.com.
Yes, Watch Dogs 2 is real life, folks. Watch Dogs 2 hackers are coming for you, and they're coming for you hard, but you can use a UPN, wow. Wasn't that like a station back in the 90s? VPN to protect yourself from the cancers of the 2019 internet, and they are plentiful. Your ISP is probably trying to throttle you right now while you're listening to this. The people at the local Starbucks are probably farming your data when you connect to their Wi-Fi. And the government's probably trying to track your stuff right now.
In the words of TalkToTransformer.com, NordVPN is great to their customers. I have been a bit confused about the differences between the NTP server in the... all right, it's no good. It's no good. Sometimes artificial intelligence fails us.
Artificial intelligence fails sometimes, but NordVPN does not. For $3 a month... you can get a condom for your internet. Yes, that metaphor is gross. Yes, that metaphor works very well for the kind of contraception it's going to give you from many of the modern internet perils. Olivia, what's the name of this podcast?
The First Podcast?
Yes, that's also the checkout code at checkout. The First Podcast, all words, all one word, at checkout for 75% off your first subscription.
Oh, shit!
75% off?
Yeah.
Play me like a damn fiddle!
We did.
Holy shit.
We used you for the ad read. And nord.t1podcast.com to find out more. That's the end of the ads for this episode. The rest of it is ad free.
Yay.
Ad free for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ad free for the next 5 minutes before we close up.
That would be pretty great.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah. Oh, can you say that normally? Because it kind of sounded like .cam at the end.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
By the way, there's a lot of people that are Olivia fans in the audience right now chatting it up a storm, and a lot of people who messaged me saying, oh, I really wanted to tune into the episode, but I couldn't because I'm in class or I'm at work. And they're like, bummer.
That is genuinely really surprising. I haven't made a video in months. I didn't think that I was much of a hot topic.
Speaking of Hot Topic, go to hottopic.t1podcast.com.
Our third sponsor to get your edgy punk costume for the week. No,
we're not sponsored by Hot Topic. But
yeah, don't go to Hot Topic unless you want to.
We've noticed that we have quite a few guests on our show that have fans or subscribers in the tens of thousands, and then they're really surprised that they have
these people have heard of me. What the fuck?
Well, there's like a difference between that and like literally not doing anything for months and purposely saying that like, yo, I'm outie. Like,
I guess
we had somebody on who said he had like a good like 30,000-40,000 subscribers, and he was like, how did you guys find out about me? And we're like, oh, one of your subscribers told us that we should have you on, and we researched you and reached out.
Oh, and he called BS.
Like, wow, really?
Yeah, he was like, I don't believe it, or something.
It's like you doubt that one of your 40,000 subscribers would recommend you? Like, people are just really humble or modest, I guess.
And speaking of humble, let's talk about our sponsor, Humble Bundle.
HumbleBundle.T1podcast.
Speaking of people that you know, by the way, or not people that you know, people that we've had on, Olivia, a certain someone sends their regards that his name starts with S and ends with Alti DK Dan.
Shit, Derek was on? That's awesome.
Yeah, he was on, I think, like 2 weeks ago or something.
Awesome. I gotta check out that episode then. He's a good boy.
You know, somebody else referred to him as a good boy as well. Check out goodboy.t1podcast.com to find out more.
Dear Lord, let's overuse this guy. That episode will be out on the 13th, by the way, if you want to check it out, Olivia and everyone else.
Awesome.
With Derek, a.k.a. Salty DK Dan.
Olivia, did you say possum?
Yes.
Pretty sure you said possum.
I did.
Oh, no, need to rewind that.
Joe was trying to bait you for a gag that we do, but you played right through it.
It's starting to sound like you got a problem with it.
No. I'll get you next time. Don't worry.
Them's fighting words, Joe.
Oh, no fighting words.
Oh, I'm sure you have tons of friends who say possum, right?
Did you say tons of friends? All right, rewind.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No need to rewind then.
I'm going to put Joe on timeout for a few minutes here. I'm going to go and server meet him.
Yeah, Olivia. Try to fucking gaslight me?
Are you a gamer?
Sorry about that. I wasn't trying to gaslight.
Are you a gamer?
Aren't we all in this day and age? Yes, I'm a gamer.
What you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Reseteer to prepare for that run. I also just beat the story mode in Team Sonic Racing. That game's pretty slick. And I've been playing a lot of Mountain Blade.
Ah, Sonic Team Racing, the game that's stuck in my Steam library and probably will never get played, among many others.
It's pretty fun. I actually really enjoy it.
I hear it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. A lot of these reviews are even... It's really funny, because they say shit like, Sonic Team Racing has a unique mechanic, great music, and amazing visuals, but it's just okay. And it's like, what?
We can talk about that all day. You know the discrepancies between the review and the reviewer score, of course, but I also hear you're quite the Sonic fan.
Yes, I'm literally, like, working on my Sonic comic as we speak. Oops.
Ah, ooh, exposed.
We actually have a fairly regular guest that comes on named Ohan Gazarian, and he once told us that he sometimes just watches YouTube videos and browses Facebook when he's on our show, when we do the Ohan episodes. So that was...
You guys are both sinners, basically, is what he said.
Other times he just eats during the episodes, and we're like, Ohan, did you have something to say? He's like, and he's food in his mouth.
I mean, it's a Sonic comic, so I was already a sinner, but continue.
And then other times he just falls asleep.
Yeah.
That's Ohan.
So what Joe's saying is it could be worse, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you could be Ohan.
Okay, so here's the thing. What did you eat for lunch, now that we're talking about food?
I got a sandwich at Schlotzky's.
I just like the name of Schlotzky's. It's fun to say.
And that's probably why they chose it. It's a pretty fun name.
What is that regional?
Is it?
Oh, it's not, no.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I just haven't heard of it.
It was founded by Don and Dolores Disman. I was kind of hoping it was like Steve Schlotzky or something, but...
I know, I'm an expert in that.
Listen, the legacy of Steve Schlotsky will... He's like the modern Leif Erikson. No one will ever give him credit for the good that he's done.
Oh, can we start a meme now from this episode where it's actually started by Steve Schlotsky, but, like, he was never given credit?
Yes. Steve Schlotsky. He's done it all.
Steve Schlotsky, you're my hero.
You know how we're talking about Sonic? He was actually designed by Steve Schlotsky, but then Sega stole it.
Oh, man.
Are you talking about the Austin Eatery?
What?
I live near Austin. She's talking about
Schlotsky's Deli, not the Austin Eatery. That's a different restaurant, Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on.
Please.
Thank you.
Oh, also apparently you make other regular appearances on a different podcast that is related to Sonic. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I should probably advertise that, shouldn't I? I'm forgetting everything. Yes, I'm a recurring... Well, not even a guest. I am one of the hosts for the Sonic Movie Podcast. There's actually an episode coming up. I'm not in it, though, because I was sick. But I'm in all of the previous episodes, and I'm going to be in the next one.
Is that a podcast about just the Sonic movie?
Yeah, it's a limited time podcast where we discuss news on the upcoming Sonic movie, talk about, you know, stuff like the film industry and how, like, pre-production and shit work. We make Madea jokes. It's a good time.
What are your thoughts on the Sonic movie itself, by the way? Like, we've discussed this on a lot of recent episodes just because it's kind of been burned into our brains.
I think that I'm going to have fun. And that's all I'm really looking for. I don't care if it's good or bad or any of that. I just want to have fun.
Okay.
Would you say girls just want to have fun?
Yes, I absolutely would. And I thank you for reminding me to give that reminder to all of you. Girls, you just want to have fun. Don't forget it.
You're just reminding them that they have, like, a certain mindset?
Yeah.
Not to really do anything, just... You always want to have fun.
You know, how sometimes you disassociate and you're like, what is life? Sometimes you just gotta remember that girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song's pretty prophetic.
It really is.
Did you say pathetic?
Yes, I said pathetic, Joe. That's correct.
Why would you say that? That's such a hurtful, mean thing to say.
I'm just trying to, like, steamroll over all your attempts to force that gag this episode, Joe.
Rewind.
Oh, boy. Someone just said my name, Jeff, in the chat. Thank you for contributing that. That's wonderful. That's not overused.
I'm really happy about that.
Are you saying Lars just want to have fun when someone says my name, Jeff?
Do you have a favorite Sonic soundtrack, by the way?
That is a really difficult question. But I'd say Sonic Rush, just because Hideki Naganuma is... I fucking love that guy. So I'm definitely biased, but Sonic Rush is definitely my favorite of the soundtracks.
Oh, can I throw a contender into the ring here?
Yeah, go for it.
Sonic Mania.
Sonic Mania also has an amazing soundtrack. T. Lopez is the raddest of composers.
Yeah, shout out to T. Lopez, man. That was a fucking excellent soundtrack. He fucking nailed that.
Enforces had a pretty good soundtrack, too. A lot of people don't give that game credit.
Oh, Joe, you like the song City Escape, right?
Yeah.
Rolling around at
the speed we all like
sound.
City Escape, so that's like asking if he breathes air.
Yeah, it really is, Lars. Plus, I'm an expert on that.
Do you breathe air, Joe?
I do breathe air. Yeah, City Escape is pretty much my jam from... Yeah. Let's see... My jam, which was originally released in...
I remember when I was, like, a little kid and I had one of those shitty MP3 players from back in the day and, like, it had precious little space on it and I made sure to have City Escape on it just because, like, didn't want to go anywhere without it on my bike.
I had one of those, too, and it had a bunch of Sonic songs on that, and this was before I was a fan, too, because I got bullied in middle school before I could become a fan. That's a different story, though.
Is it Olivia or Olivier?
How do you not know that by now? Like, she said it a dozen times.
Olivier, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's Jeff, according to the chat.
Yeah, my name's Jeff.
Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Can you say more things in that voice?
Can you do more memes, please? Thank you.
Okay.
I want the hamburger.
Rice, anything.
Can you eat a burger?
That's so funny. Like, do you, like, you should do voiceovers. Like, do you do voiceover? Like,
like I've mentioned, I do appear on this Let's Play channel called Snapcube, and I played Silver in their 06 real-time fan dub, and I'm going to be in the next RTF too, so that'll be fun.
That's cool. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, don't say good job yet. She said she's going to do it soon. Like, you haven't heard
it. In that voice, can you say, like, you should listen to the first podcast? It's great. Or, like, something like that.
You should listen to the first podcast in a jam. Make it.
You sound drunk now.
It works. Yeah. I like that. Thank you. Thanks for being a team player.
No problem.
Is there anything you want us to say in a funny voice?
Like, please, no.
It's only fair.
Let's not.
I'm gonna save that card, and I'm gonna cash it in when you least expect it.
Okay, just let me know. I'm always happy to play along.
So just keep just keep that in your brain pocket.
It's five years from now, she DMs us like, hey, it's time.
I'm y'all to give, like, my wedding invitations in, like, a funny voice.
I was gonna
say,
like, you're getting married and you need us to make a toast in a funny voice.
Yeah.
It's like my mom's funeral, and I'm like, listen, I just do it, so I'm cashing this in.
Oh, do you guys have, like, ridiculous funeral plans, by the way? I have, like, really silly plans for mine.
I don't want to have a funeral.
I want to have, like a gauntlet and stuff where, like, people have to go through, like, trials and tribulations. Just like, I think it'd be a lot of fun. And you guys know that song Koyana Scotsy?
Yeah, I'm an expert in that. But in all seriousness, no.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say I was going to have that playing during the gauntlet. And if you guys are listening, if you know that song, that will be amusing to you. But, yeah. Anyway.
I said, I don't want to have a funeral.
Olivia.
Yeah?
What would be your useless superpower?
Yeah, I've actually thought of this before. My useless superpower would be to have the ability to identify any substance by taste. Like, not just, like, food or drink, but, like, anything. So, like, I could lick a computer and then tell you how it's made. Like, shit like that.
Well, that's pretty useful, though, I would say.
Well, yeah, but I'd just be licking everything. Would I want to do that? Like, would crime scene investigators bring me on, hey, lick this body? Would they do that? Would they really do that?
No, but it could still be useful. Like, you're not doing it all the time, but every now and again.
No, it would be like, I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like, I mean, control it. Like, anytime I eat it or anytime I lick something, I just know it. I can't control it.
Just an overload.
One of our previous guests suggested something very similar to that called X-ray taste, which,
you can see through anything that you eat or something? You can see through anything?
Or you can diagnose things by tasting them or something? It sounds kind of similar to that, so we may have to disqualify that answer.
Well, that just sounds like a JoJo power.
Well, I think that was actually brought up in the chat, that, like, that sounded like a JoJo power during that episode.
Oh, shit.
No.
We don't suck.
What?
We don't suck.
Why are you saying that?
Letting us know that we don't suck.
No, he's making a reference to the We Don't Suck podcast, but just I'm completely out of context.
We don't suck, guys. Come on. And then that tone of voice that I said, well, it reminded me of We Don't Suck.
Someone just left, Joe. Thanks for that.
They probably had to go anyway. It's getting kind of late.
It is?
For them. They may be in Europe.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to come hang out with us, by the way, internationally, we have guests, or not guests, yes, guests, actually, but members on our server from all corners of the globe. I don't know why people say that, like, the four corners of the earth, because it's a sphere, but anyway, that's far from the point.
Well, it's allegedly a sphere,
mm-hmm.
You know?
There you go.
Are you a flat earther?
Well, yeah, see, that's where I'm actually going after my YouTube channel. I've devoted all of my time and money to flat earth studies, which mostly consist of trying to build weather balloons, but not actually looking into it. So I'm just kind of sitting there.
Launching rockets with lawn chairs attached to them.
Yeah, I'm like sitting there putting like Mentos in a bottle of Coke and like a little GoPro taped to it and being like, okay, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove there's no curve. Let's do it. and then it just shoots into the neighbor's backyard, and I gotta climb over the fence and get the camera and then see some stuff that maybe wouldn't be great to see. I should stop talking now.
I appreciate the satire.
This sounds like a whole ordeal, though. Like, just I'd kind of rather just, like, go to sleep or something.
Well, you know what? I have an easier way to do it. Just tell everybody you astral projected and saw that the Earth was flat.
I mean, I did, though. The hard part is proving it.
Exactly. No,
you don't have to prove it. You just...
Well, but then...
We actually did have a flat earther on the episode, on a previous episode.
Tiege. Oh my god, seriously? Like a legit flat earther?
Tiege, no.
Everyone
flat
go
earther.
DM Tiege about that, please. Thank you.
Tiege, would you like to come on? And you don't have to, but if you'd like to come on and defend your points of view, you can.
Tiege, I wanna trade notes with my flat earth studies. So far all it is just a drawing of a circle.
He says, god damn it, no, fuck off.
That's a fun meme that we forced.
Tiege doesn't like when he says I'm not a flat earther, but we all know that he is.
Look, our movement is never going to get any ground if you act ashamed of it. You have to go out there proudly and say that the earth is not round, it's flat, and that is important for some reason.
Well, there's actually a big gulf, though, between not round and flat. Like, there could be, like, a square earth
a... It's flat. It's like a coin. Duh. I know this.
Well, coins aren't flat, though. Coins have...
It's flat. That's... like a coin.
Have you ever held a coin up to the sun and it blocks it out? If the sun was really that big, it would not allow you to do that.
That's a good point, Joe.
Well, my arms aren't that long, so...
So, and maps are flat.
Yeah.
As Atlas
maps
points out.
Are flat.
Yeah, exactly. They get it. They know the truth. Map makers know the truth.
Wow.
The wheels on the bus go
shut
rounded.
Up. Oh, God, Joe. Just, please. Just.
What? I'm just doing my awkward jokes. Just, not really a joke.
sometimes just don't talk. But we'll be fine. What? Anyway, Olivia, quick question.
Yeah.
So, now that Derek's not here, what's the real scoop on that guy, man?
He's a cool boy.
No, but, like, what's really going on there? What's really happening?
Okay, fine, you got me. Listen, I'm gonna need all of you guys to, like, keep this super secret. Don't tell anyone.
We won't.
Yeah, and anyone who listens to the podcast, also just keep this a secret. Just don't tell anyone. All right?
Okay. And if Derek's listening, don't.
But the thing about Derek, he's not actually.
Error. Transmission signal has been lost.